Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey, Johnny, where are we going this time?
Are you ready for some Motorcycle Mayhem Radio National? And here we go. What's up, everybody? I am Johnny Rizzo, and this is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. This is our national one, and we have on with us LJ James. What's up, LJ? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
What's up, LJ? How are you, sir?
I'm living large, man. How you doing?
And we got Lucky from CycleFish.com. What's up, Lucky?
Hey, not much. How's it going, everyone?
All right. So we are live.
Fantastic here.
And this is going to be a brand new segment of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, the show has always been a national show, and it kind of went, more local over the last couple of years. So we want to get the show national again. So, you know, I mean, what's better to go national than we're Lucky from CycleFish, man? I mean, CycleFish is everywhere, right?
We are national. We're actually international. We've got a lot of people that visit CycleFish and get information on CycleFish from overseas in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. We've got a lot of users from down in that area. People ride motorcycles all around the world, and they're looking for information on the motorcycle world. So we're here. Awesome.
And we got LJ, who's been in the motorcycle world for a long time as well. He's up there, upstate New York. What's going on up there, brother?
In the Catskills. So last weekend, the Red Barn Riders, we had a booth at the Blackthorn where they had their spring run, motorcycle mayhem run.
Awesome.
And, we had the banner up. I was DJing some music out there, and went off really good, man. I mean, a lot of great bands. I got my notes right here, so I'm going to look down a little bit.
On
Friday, they had Mike and the Monsters playing. Saturday night, they had the band Heavy Gauge. Saturday, they went for a nice ride. Let me tell you, it's funny because the weekend was kind of cold and rainy, and then right around 11 o'clock, the sun came out. They went riding. They went on a beautiful ride for like 3 hours, came back, and when they got back, like maybe like a half hour later, it got cloudy and it started drizzling just a tiny bit. But, you know, the ride went good. I mean, it was good weather for the ride.
I mean, you know, the rain always has to come in and mess up something, right? I mean, we're getting ready to start our bike nights down here. In New York, and, you know, I just did my FM show before this one, and we got to the conversation about bike nights, and it's like, you know, you plan these bike nights, you want it to be great, and you advertise them, and you're going crazy promoting, and the day of, you know, you look at the weather, and it's beautiful out that day, then about 2-3 o'clock, you get a phone call from somebody saying, you know, hey, what are you doing about bike night? It looks like it's going to rain. And then you look at the weather, it's like, uh-oh. Where'd that come from? You know what I'm saying? So,
what's even worse than that is like when you work on an event and 2 days beforehand or 3 days beforehand, the weather report says, you know, hey, it's going to rain Saturday. And what happens is everybody cancels their plans. Everybody was planning on going to your event, cancels. And then Saturday comes and it's beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful day, but 90% of the people, you know, the fair weather, maybe not 90%. This isn't a factual poll, just came out of my mouth. But a lot of the people are fair weather riders, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But they decide, hey, I'm not going to go. I'm going to do this inside.
Yep.
And what makes it bad is when you cancel it, like, you know, I try to wait till like 4 o'clock, but what happens is, you know, you got the band. Usually a bike night's set up outside, so you got the band, you got vendors. Like I know one of our vendors takes over an hour to set up, so you don't want to wait too long because they could be halfway set up. You'd be like, listen, we're canceling it. So, and that sucks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we like to try to keep it like, if I see 65% or more rain, I'm most likely going to cancel it, you know, especially with us dealing with the Long Island debate. They're all about safety. So we don't want to promote you riding in the rain. Now, I mean, lucky, you must hear a lot about this stuff. And I mean, for what you do, am I right?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of events canceled. And that's funny because I remember a couple of years ago when we were on your other radio show. And it seems like every time you tried to put on a bike night, it rained. It was like every Wednesday it rained on Long Island for some reason.
It did.
We do see this across the country, and it does, you know, it really affects the travel to events, the events that people are making plans to travel, you know, 6 hours or even a couple days to get to, because they look at that weather way out, and they, as LJ just said, you know, it's people cancel. They get scared, they cancel, and they cancel way out, and then the weather changes good. So it does affect a lot of events, and, you know, most of the bigger events, bike nights and stuff, will cancel. Most of the bigger events won't cancel. They'll just go ahead, and they'll go ahead with a very small crowd of people, you know, that do make their way there, and they'll deal with the rain. I mean, I've many a times been at rallies where it's rained when we get there. And, you know, you just deal with it. The weather's warm. I don't care. I get wet every morning when I take a shower. I'll stand up.
I know.
You know, if the band's going on stage, I'll stand out there and watch them. I mean, it's just like the world's largest wet T-shirt contest. So
that is a true statement. Yeah, there's you know, absolutely.
Well, I've always said, you know what? I don't mind riding in the rain. I don't mind riding in the cold. But when it's cold and raining.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. It's rough, man.
Hey, Bob Johnson's watching out there. Bob, do you want to join us, Bob? Let me know if you want to join us, because I wanted you to be part of this anyway. You know what I mean? Because Bob is a vendor. He sells sunglasses, and he's out to almost every event that's out there. And I know he just did an event. I think it was. I can't remember what was it, the Arizona one with the rain.
Arizona Bike Week, because I remember I was supposed to find. I was out there for that weekend, if you remember. And I was supposed to find him. I never did come across him. But I was out and about and all over the city. You know, Arizona Bike Week goes on throughout the whole Phoenix Basin there. There's bars and the Harley dealers. Everybody's got something going on. So I was just all around here and there. I never did run into him, but I know you told me he was out at Arizona Bike Week.
Yeah, yeah. So. He's down there. But where was – I mean, Bob's going to come on with us in a second. And
okay, cool.
He's going to tell us about I know there was one event that we're talking about rain and bike – No, forget about bike night. Imagine hosting a bike week, and there's rain. I mean,
oh man,
what do you do about that? I mean, you know,
there's nothing you can do, man. You do it. It's. I've done it so many times where, you know, and I've worked with different groups, different people, and you work hard and you spend so much time and energy and all that, and you do everything right, and
right.
It rains, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do.
Exactly.
Nothing
but
at
you
all.
Know what? But the thing is, with a bike night, you know, is 3-4 hours the most. And,
right.
You know, you get some rain, you got to cancel it, big deal. But when it comes to, like, a bike week, there's no canceling it, first of all. Unless, like, no, I saw some pictures that Bob sent us. Let's get Bob on now. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, what's up, Bob Johnson?
What's happening? Can you hear me?
We hear you. We know that you're out there. We're talking about bike events in the rain. You know what I mean? Like, we do a lot of bike nights out here when we have the rain, you can't control them. But you're at a lot of festivals, man. You're everywhere.
Right, I'm on the road. I'm Bob, and I'm on the road.
Bob Johnson on the road, man. I'm so glad you're back with us over here, Bob. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun with this.
My pleasure, buddy. I just happened to flip it on and seen you were there and thought I'd chime in. So, yeah. So I do. I'm out on the road a lot. I'm a vendor and I travel the country and it's a hoot, man. I have a good time. I got some great vendor people out here on the road and we're a big family and it's just, it's a lot of fun. And one thing I do want to say, I don't know who's watching or whatever, but to you guys, you know, bike events, we all know, we talk about all the time. They seem to be dying, but they're really not. People are just hurting for money. But as a biker myself and as a vendor and as an attendee of all these events, we got to support the rallies, because if they go away, man, what do we got? We got nothing. We're stuck in some corporate world or some stupid job. Get out here, attend a rally, see some good folks at the rallies, and be a family. You know, get out here and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Very well,
you know,
said.
What?
Very well said.
Do you find the crowds are changing from the years ago? Is it different than it used to be?
We'll be right back.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Yeah, I mean, here and there, you know, obviously people are getting older, but I have started to see a lot of younger guns coming around. You know, they're buying the used Harleys, a few new ones, and they're out rolling, and they're having a good time. And, you know, that's what we look to. We look for them to take over in our footsteps someday. And, you know, I preach that story to them all the time. Hey, it's good to see you young guns in here. It's good to see younger people enjoying, you know, the biker lifestyle and you know, what we've got going on around the world.
Right. Yeah, we had a big conversation on that last week here on the show, where we talked about, you know, there are a lot of younger people, we'll call them millennials or, you know, Gen whatever it is, coming up in the world. And, you know, a lot of them, it's not the same biker culture that we grew up with, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. The culture has changed. And, you know, there's a lot of young riders coming out there. We need to invite them in. I mean, a lot of them do get bashed for asking stupid questions on social media and stuff. But we talked about this last week on the show. We all learned somehow. We all didn't have the answers to these questions. Now we're old and grumpy, and we feel everybody should know everything that we've learned over the last 40 years. But we've got to teach them. We've got to open our arms and invite them in. And you know, there's gonna be some of them that are young punks and assholes. I hate to say it, but there's some of them out there. And you know, we don't have to invite them in, but there's a lot of good people that would love to be a part of the biker culture. And they may not dress the same as us, the way we've always dressed. They may not ride the same motorcycle that we ride, but they want to be a part of our lifestyle. They want to be a part of, you know, having their knees in the wind, riding their motorcycle, enjoying the culture, enjoying the camaraderie of these events that go on. And invite them in. And the events will keep going. They're not going to go away. We're not going to let them go away.
But
right back in the day, we had long hair. You know, we wore different stuff. Now they got man buns. That's something we have to deal with.
Let's not get carried away here. We can only go so far.
We're not doing no man buns over here. No man buns.
I got no hair left, so no man buns to me.
I think Lucky would look good with a man bun, though. What do you think?
There you go. I'm actually growing my hair out. I know it's kind of hard to tell here, but I'm actually growing my hair back out. I shaved it for quite a while. I was shaving the head, but
nice.
I got tired of messing with the hair. And,
So I see that Aaron Marrow, he posted, he just commented on here about the Creator Rally. And that's another good rally. I'd love to get to that in Texas, man. Have you ever done that one, Bob?
No, I haven't. I just did the Bandera, Texas. Gosh, I can't remember the name, but I do so many. I travel so fast. And so anyway, I was down there. Aaron hosted, was the MC. Killer job. Aaron is the bomb, man.
Man.
He's a great MC. He's a great advocate for rallies and, you know, getting out there in the hill country in Bandera, Texas is some of the greatest riding. And it was good to see Aaron and talk with him. He really enlightened me about the culture down in Texas and South Texas and, you know, in his history and what he's gone through in his life and his, you know, years of bike route. So yeah, just a good dude and a good area down there. I urge everybody to check out anything they've got going down there in South Texas.
Yeah,
he's been around for a while.
I will say something about Aaron. I've done many events with Aaron, you know, in Kentucky and with you too, Bob. You know, Kentucky, you know, Michigan. Aaron's one of those guys that, you know, he's an MC that if you walk away from the stage and you're like maybe 3 or 4 blocks away and you hear his voice, you feel like you're missing out on something. You know what I'm saying? And you got to get back to the stage to see what he's doing. You know, he's one of those guys. And he's got to be one of the best MCs I've ever saw or dealt with, you know, when it came to a biker show. You guys agree with me? Do you agree with me,
Bob? Oh, absolutely.
100%.
But I always thought I was the best, but, you know, maybe he is. I don't know.
No, but yeah, LJ, you're good. You were great.
I'm still good, but I used to be great.
Yeah. And for those that don't know out there in the biker world, you may not recognize the name Aaron. He goes by Blowout when he's out there in the out there in the biker world and on stage and putting his events on. Blowout Biker Production puts on some great events down there in Tennessee. Aaron, our Blowout MCs, like you say, he MCs some events. And if you need somebody, if you got an event that's kind of feeling a little old, a little worn down, and you just need somebody to get out there and pump the crowd up for you and get the crowd involved in a bunch of shit. You know, get a hold of Blowout because he is the guy that, you know, if you don't show up for the biker games or you don't show up for the, you know, what's going on down in the pit or down in the stage, he's going to get your ass down there. He's going to get your attendees participating. And so if your rally's getting a little old, a little worn out, get a hold of Blowout. He'll put some life back in it for
Blowout
you.
Absolutely will. You know, he did the what was it? The Vet City event. Do you remember that one, Bob? That one? The Vet City?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where we met. That's where you and I met in person.
That's where we met? That was the one?
Yeah.
And Blowout, man, he just blew it up, man. I got to tell you. And then when I was in Michigan, you know, he was doing it, and I was blown away by this guy. He's a great guy. Blowout. I know he's watching. Yeah. If he wants to come on, let me know. I'd love to get him up here with us.
Yeah, he does the Rebel Road. He's the MC and runs the stage in the little lot there, and he does a great job with that event. I'm actually, for that spell, I'm over at Bike Time at the Harley dealer, where they do a lot of great vendors and stuff during the same exact, you know, rally.
So now Michigan, Muskegon, that's two rallies into one, right?
Correct. Rebel Road is for a child abuse foundation, and then Bike Time is actually at the Harley dealership. Years ago, controversy, whatever, they've made up, and they still work together very well now. Just the Bike Time is at the Harley dealer, and they have their own bands and their own vendors. It's a great week, 4 or 5 days, I guess. Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, what about wet t-shirt contests? They got some wet t-shirt contests down there. Whatever happened, you don't see them as much anymore.
They're around. I'm in, where the hell am I at? I'm in Outer Banks, North Carolina right now. And this Saturday, they have the bikini contest for the Miss Outer Banks. And last year, it was off the chart, man. Beautiful ladies, good crowd. It always draws a good crowd down here for this. So a lot of people haven't heard it. In fact, I hadn't heard it until a couple years ago. Outer Banks, North Carolina Bike Week started last Saturday, and it goes through this Sunday.
Yep.
Wow. Bob, yep, you've been to, how many events have you been to? Oh, my God. I couldn't even imagine.
Too many. I do about 35 a year. So
wow.
That's great, considering you do that about an 8-month period. Yeah.
Yeah. Checking out the biker life. I leave the house in Indiana in late February and I head to Daytona. And then I'm on the road till Galveston at the Lone Star Rally. And it's a lot of fun, man. There's a lot of fun to be had out here. And that's what I say, get the people out here. Enjoy yourself. Go to your local rallies, even if you can't go to the national rallies. You know, do your local regional stuff. It's all fun. Everybody works their ass off to put on an event. So many volunteers, so many, you know, local community people that get involved, whether it's for a charity or whether it's for some dude to make money in his pocket. It's all about the rally life. It's all about getting out there, the brotherhood, the camaraderie, the stories. You know, that's what you know. The best friends, the best rallies I've been to, and the memories I'm making. That's what I'm here for.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And there are a lot of them out there. I just did a quick check here on cyclefish.com and so far we've got 610 rallies, multi-day rallies listed in our calendar. Happening across. People don't realize there are, like you say, there's the national rallies and there's a lot of local regional rallies that go on that people have never heard on. And you may have to be within a few hours of them. They're the ones that have maybe 1,000 people, maybe a couple thousand people, and you're not going to drive across the country to go to it or, you know, but there's a lot of fun rallies out there. And to me, those are the most fun. And, you know, then we got the what we call the mid-sized to regional rallies where people travel a state or two to get to with, you know, 3 to 10,000 people. And then of course you got your super rallies out there, the, you know, 5 to 10 of them across the country that people travel across the country to go to and spend a week or so out there, take 2 weeks off to do the whole trip. There and back.
Yeah, you know, I need to do more of them. I haven't done a lot of them over the years. I get spoiled right now lately. I live 5 miles from the Blackstone Resort, just Catskill Mountain Thunder.
You just had a big one.
Oh, yeah, they just had a nice one, but they do Catskill Mountain Thunder. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I love about it is that I can go there on, you know, it's like a 4 or 5 day thing, but you go there, you party all night long, you drop, you fall asleep in your tent. Then in the morning when you wake up, you have breakfast. I hop on the bike. I go home, take a shower, take a nap, and then I get to, you know, sleep in my bed for a while, and I'm all recharged, and I get to go back and do it all over again.
Yep.
You know, some of those rallies, I mean, I'm 53 years old. I got some damage. It's tough to sleep on the floor anymore, and you know, in the cold, and it gets cold and rainy and all that. You know, it's just hard to do that. But I can tell you, it's a lot of the big events I used to go to, not the big events, but a lot of the events I used to go to that were campouts.
Right.
I miss doing them, I know. You know, some of them are
right.
But you got to know something, LJ. So you participate in the bike weeks and have a good time with them, crashing on the floor. But if you're a vendor, you got to remember, like Bob could probably tell us, you know, you can't stay in no 3-4-star hotels because you're there to make money.
Right.
Yeah. You
know, am I right, Bob? I mean,
let me show you real
where
quick.
Where do you sleep, Bob?
Look at this. That's my bed. I'm in my trailer. There's the restock.
Okay.
Over there, that big room right there is the bathroom. I have a full bathroom. My bed's in my trailer. I'm life on the road.
How's the bed?
It's not exactly roughing it, but it ain't too bad.
It ain't a 5-star hotel, but it's definitely comfortable. So that's the way to go.
Do you eat out every night or what? Do you got a little kitchen in there or no?
We'll be right back.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.
Oh, we're getting a tour. I see the toaster oven.
Toaster oven, microwave oven. There you go. You're set.
Yeah, there's a fridge down below. I got it made, guys. It's a long thought out plan, but I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. Say, quick couple things. Cyclefish, thank you. I'm sorry I don't know you two guys, but Cyclefish I've used for years to find my shows. What a great thing you've done there. It's really helped guide me into the great rallies and great events that I've enjoyed over the years. And also, we just added an event, Sandusky Bike Week. It is actually during Ohio Bike Week. However, we're not part of the official event. So down the road at the North Coast Rockin' Ranch Saloon, we're doing a big thing. We've got some great bands. We got Jasmine Kane going to be there. She's doing a rock and ride on Saturday for a charity. So that's a free, not a free event, you pay, but all the money goes to the charity. And then the following Thursday and Saturday, a national act, up-and-coming band, the Arcana Kings are playing two big shows there, and it's going to be off the chart. These guys live, they just played the Bandera event with Larry Joe, Ground Zero Music Fest. They do. They played over 100 shows in Las Vegas. They did 10 shows at Sturgis last year and the year before. They've got over 12 scheduled this year at Sturgis. Their live show is something to be witnessed, guys. Check out Google. Watch all the videos you can, Arcana Kings. And we've got them for the Bike Week.
Yep, I see it out here in the calendar. It looks like Rockin' Ranch, Ohio. Just listed that out there on Tuesday. So, definitely definitely get the word out here on Cyclefish if you got an event coming up. And I'm glad. I love to see, and I hear this from so many vendors and so many event promoters that if you're a vendor out there, if you're looking to find events, you know, check Cyclefish because, you know, if it's an event worth being at, we've got it listed. And, you know, if you're an vendor, feel free to contact me. I know most of the event promoters out there. I can give you some contact information if you're looking to get a hold of somebody, help you out and getting you in there. We love to help people out and just put people together. So and
I got
to
tell you something also about Cyclefish. You know, we put the flyer up for Rockin' the Road for a Cure. We were raffling off a motorcycle, and I was breaking my ass down here. Up here in New York, I should say, trying to sell the raffle tickets, and somebody found it on Cyclefish, and they were the winner who won the bike. So
that's cool. That is really cool.
So you know, Cyclefish is definitely a huge part of the motorcycle
community. Definitely a place to go. Yeah, like I say, we've got all those local and and regional and national rallies out there. But then we've got, you know, thousands of other events, those poker runs. I mean, if you're just looking for something to do on a, you know, on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, we've got the poker runs. We've got the bikini bike washes. We've got the, you know, the bike nights every night of the week. I think we've got about 3,000 events listed out there right now. And we're busting butt to get more out there. A lot of people are entering their own. We've got a team that, you know, that finds them and puts them on there for the people that don't list them. We just try to be the complete resource,
right?
For anything biker. And you know, LJ, awesome. You were just talking about local events that you like to go to. I'm telling you, I know we talked about this last week. Is you got to get up there to that Harley Rendezvous if you're, you know.
Yes.
My father is very, very well known at Harley Rendezvous. His name is Pappy, and he drives his motorcycle. You know Pappy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my father. And
really?
Oh yeah. So I grew up, like I said, we were talking about earlier.
Why is he laughing with that? You got that devilish. That devilish grin, like what did Pappy do?
I forget what magazine. I think it was Biker Magazine. I don't think it was Outlaw Biker Magazine, but it was like Biker Magazine, and he was like the centerfold, him and some girl riding naked on the motorcycle at Harley Rendezvous years ago.
I think that was back in. I think I've actually got that picture. I think I could probably pull that up. I think I remember that was probably like back in 2000. I want to say 2005, 2007,
yeah,
or something
right.
like that.
You're right.
Back in those times, yep, him riding around, big old belly. You know, luckily,
he's like my age.
He's got the belly, so you couldn't really tell he was naked. You know, unless you looked at the side to realize there was no underwear there. So.
If you know Pappy, you might know my Uncle Trey. You know, Trey hangs out with Pappy.
I'm not sure. Like I say, I just kind of saw him riding by, and I remember, you know, chatting with him for a minute. I asked him if it was okay if I took his picture.
And all that a lot of times.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But I tell you, I grew up with those two guys. Like I said, so I mean, I grew up around bikers. Like I said, I'm with the Red Barn Riders RC, and it's funny. My president Bill, his son is a biker, and his grandson, who's like 5 or 6 years old, is so funny because he's at 5 or 6 years old. This kid knows more about being a biker than a lot of adults I've seen over the years, you know, that come around. So I see he's right there. Hey, Bill. So, and it just, a little chat. I mean, this kid, we got him a little vest and all that, and he loves it. He's like,
cool.
He's like a real member. He's just always doing something. But I want to give a shout out too. Is like, if you guys don't mind for a second, talking about events, we do have our free bike blessing this Sunday, okay? The Red Barn Riders RC. It's going to be Sunday, April 28th from noon to 2 p.m. It's going to be at Yanni's 2 Restaurant, 16 Marina Drive, Goeiemans, New York. Look it up. Zip code is 12045. All brands and styles of motorcycles are welcome, like it's always welcome. Sign up starts at noon. Bikes will be blessed by our chaplain, Reverend Brian Eclipse Horn, which I know most of you guys out there know. And we'll do that around 2 o'clock. We got some cards we're going to be handing out with blessings so the bikers can put them in their wallets and have that prayer that Brian's going to say to over there, all their bikes with them all year long while they're riding. So, and it's going to be DJ music by some guy named LJ. So we're going to have our apparel there doing 50-50. But we're doing this as a free thing. You know, we're going to have a donation jug if anyone wants to donate. But, I mean, we're looking forward to this because one of the ideas is we wanted to have something where – because there's a lot of great bike blessings out there. There's a lot of great bike blessings out there.
There are.
A lot of the times they can get expensive. I mean, not all of us have $10, $20, $30 to go to events all the time. Right. So – we want to have everybody who feel like, hey, listen, if you come down and you don't have money, just come down and get your bike blessed, you know. Yep. Maybe have a burger inside, or they got great seafood.
Wait, you, know, you say burger? Like, did you say burger? Really?
You like seafood too, don't you?
No, I see food and I eat it. That's the problem.
Well, Yanni's too. I've been there a couple of times. And listen, this place is phenomenal. It's right on the Hudson River. It reminds me of Claudio's. Remember Claudio's?
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. It reminds me of that. It's like you're sitting out there, and it's a nice sunny day, and you're sitting on the back deck looking over the water and all that, and there's boats out there, and you can only get that feeling of there's no place I'd rather be than right here. And that's the vibe I always like, you know?
Right. That's an awesome vibe. Hey, Bob, what was the event that you were just at with all the water?
Tallahassee Bike Fest. It was new for me. They got like 10 inches of rain in like 2.5 hours they had a low spot. And what happened was we were in the low ground of this park and there was a upper ground where the soccer field stuff were. All that water drained down into a pond and then saturated into a path, you know, and some vendors were down in there. Some RVs were down in there. Seven trailers, two RVs, and it went over the wheels, over the top of the tires.
Wow.
That was really wild. Yeah.
Wow.
10 inches of rain in just a few hours, man. It was unbelievable. There wasn't even time to wait because it happened around 11 at night. So most people had gone to bed because they set up during the day and long driving and stuff. And so, yeah, it turned into quite a disaster. But most of them got out the first day, and then one RV and trailer was in there the entire 4 days, and they ended up getting a big tow truck to get them out. Yeah, it was not a good
deal.
That
sucks.
I've been there.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
You know, you go to these events to try to make money, and you end up spending money to get pulled out of the water. Yeah. That's not good.
Vending is gambling, but it's all good, man. We love it out here. What we do, we love helping the people, you know, and trying to put on a good event, you know, no matter where we go in the country. Hey, it's not easy out here, but all the vendors are family, like I said earlier, and it's just a great lifestyle, and, you know, I enjoy it. And you do it
all year long, right?
Yeah. So, like I said, I mean, during the winter, I recoup and get some sanity back and you know, work on the trailer and you know, do whatever I got to do. But, you know, visit with family a lot, you know, try to squeeze as much of that in as I can. I love my family. They're great people and they support me and they understand that this is what I do now. And, you know, I love promoting the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Johnny's been great with me. We've done it some years back, you know, and sort of fell apart a little bit just from our lifestyles. But, yeah, I'm glad to be back. I'm sorry I don't know the other two gentlemen.
That's LJ.
All right. We're just friends. We haven't met yet. That's it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Lifestyle.
That's LJ James right there. And then you got Lucky from Cyclefish right there.
So nice you were down at Tallahassee. You were down at Tallahassee Bike Fest 2 weeks ago, Bob?
I was.
And then you were at Arizona Bike Week the week before that? Yeah, the week before that. Literally.
So you went from
Arizona to Tallahassee, and then where are you at right now?
I'm at Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. You said you had Outer Banks. Okay.
Yep.
And then you bopped down to Texas for the Banderas thing down there. Spend your life on the road.
Yeah, I did Indianapolis Boat Sport and Travel Show. I dropped down to Daytona. Then I went to the Nature's Coast Bike Fest in Inverness, Bandera, Texas. Mesa, Arizona, I did a two-day show. Popped up to Scottsdale, did the Arizona Bike Week. Tallahassee, jumped home from Tallahassee for a two-day dental appointment. Then back down here, I go to Panama City next for Thunder Beach. And then I'm on the way. I mean, you know, Lake of the Ozarks, Baldwin, Michigan for the Bike Blessing. And then Ohio Bike Week, where it's all about to go down. At Sandusky Bike Week at the Rockin' Ridge.
Right. Well, let us know. Get back with us and let us know how that Thunder Beach is going on now. Because I know that there was some stuff that went on down there at Thunder Beach, and you know, we won't get into it too much, but some things went on. But let us know how that's going down there. Because hopefully they're able to pull that back up and get that to where it used to be.
We did the fall last year, you know, no matter whatever, you know, happened, we did the fall. I did great. A lot of people did. Some people didn't. But I'm at the crossroads across from Johnny's favorite restaurant, Sharky's.
I love that place.
And so we're at the crossroads there, and they're going to be fine. You know, things happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was no malintent in whatever happened. But again, that's not my business. I wish the best for everybody involved.
We'll let them work that out. Yeah.
Prayers and thoughts for anybody involved in that. It's just a mess. And
Bob, I did have a question for you, Bob. I was just curious. Now, do you drink?
No more than I used to.
You still drink, huh?
I have a beer every now and then.
Okay, because one of the things I love about the events and all that, and like I said, the worst part about bike events is when they end. Because you're there, and all I ever think of, like when you go to a great event that's 3, 4, 5 days long, at the end of it, I'm sitting there thinking, like, God, why can't life be like this all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Then I get home, and it's like I got to recoup for a couple of weeks because, you know, I don't drink as much as I used to. But when I go to these events, I drink, you know? So it's like I'll get there on a Friday night. You know, maybe the first couple of nights you don't drink. But when you're having a great time, there's friends all around. I mean, and everybody's drinking and having a good time. So I just wonder, because if you're doing this, like I said, for you, it doesn't end. For me, it has to end sometimes, and it's always the worst part for me. Because I'm always like, oh, why can't the world be like this all the time? But if it was, I would probably have passed away a couple of years ago if I lived my life just like that.
I'm out here working. It's no different than anybody with a job. I mean, I work 4 or 5 days real fast, long hour days, and then just jump truck, head to the next town like the circus, you know, and then set up, starts again, and then, you know, you might have one evening when you can really let loose and have some fun, typically, no, I get smashed. Those days are long gone.
Yeah, you're working. We're partying, you're working, you know? It's a big difference.
That's all good.
Yeah. It's got to be tough sometimes, not, you know, because I'm sure as women and as girls, you know, there's drinks and everybody's having a great time, and you're there working, so...
I never see any good looking women. I never post that on my page with me working really hard and bikini bike wash girls, you know.
Yeah, there
next
you go.
To my trailer.
you got to be professional. You got to stay
all
professional.
About that location. Yep.
Yeah. That's where I have those events, staying professional. Because, I mean, I don't know. And as I said, too, it's like to me, it just seems like a lot of the events. They're lost. A lot of the events, they don't have the women like they used to. I mean, I used to go to a lot of these events, and they all had the, you know, the wet T-shirt contest, and they had the girls. I mean, you see some places, like I know Blackstone has the spaghetti wrestling.
Spaghetti wrestling, yes.
But they used to be you would go to, like, you know, down in, I got my Biketoberfest shirt on. When I went down there, I mean, the big thing was the cabbage patch. I mean, it didn't matter.
Right.
You know, everybody wanted to see the coleslaw wrestling. I mean, it didn't matter where everybody was. Everybody was someplace, but everybody had to be there for that when they did that. And then they'd all go other places, and all some of them, you know. But it seems like even the biker world, I feel, has gotten a little PC, you know, politically correct.
It's mellowed out a little.
It's lost a little bit there, you know.
It's lost a little bit, you know. A lot of the rallies, you know, just real quick, I think Johnny goes at a spaghetti wrestling. He's always, what are you going to do with that spaghetti when you're done? Yeah, but there's still a lot of it. You know, the thing is, a lot of the rallies, you know, to be able to support themselves, and everybody's wanting more out of the rallies these days. They're wanting more, bigger entertainment. They're wanting so they're bringing in a lot of sponsors and stuff, and a lot of times you bring in these mainstream sponsors, and that's kind of what's changing some of these rallies is just the sponsors. Yeah, the sponsors saying what, you know, what can and can't happen, or what they don't want their names associated with. So sometimes it becomes a tough decision for this rally. I mean, mainstream sponsor is going to come out there and throw them 25. You know, $1,000 or sometimes even more. Yeah. And that can help them bring in a lot of bands and stuff. Now that he got to the side, but the sponsor tells him, I don't want to be associated, you know, with, you know, this or that. So they have to make that decision now on to, you know, what they want to do. Do they want to continue to rally and, you know, just live check to check until the next rally, or do they want to just grab a big sponsor in there and blow the rally out and have to make some adjustments? But there's still quite a few of them out there that do have the wet T-shirt contest. Trust me, they're out there. And by the way, if you're having a rally and you're having a wet T-shirt contest, get a hold of me, because I'll be happy to send you some. We got some great Cycle Fish spaghetti tops that we'll send out to you if the girls don't happen to have a T-shirt appropriate for the wet t-shirt contest. Nice. They can't use that as an excuse. We'll be glad to give them one. So we'll send you a box of shirts you can give to the girls that are going, well, I don't have anything to wear in the wet t-shirt, so I can't go in. It's like, here you go.
Just send a picture to you. Send the picture afterwards.
Yeah, get on stage. Yeah. It's great it's great advertising. You know, they all say in marketing is put your logo where people are looking, and I find right on the front of a wet t-shirt is a great place to put my logo. People tend to notice it. So between that and the temporary tattoos, if you check out our Facebook page or especially our Twitter account, you'll see a lot of the temporary tattoos we take out to events and put those in places that we can't talk about. So you put your company logo where people see it. But
that's awesome, man. I mean, we have a lot of fun these bike nights and bike weeks or whatever it is that we do. And, you know, you guys, you go there to visit these bike events, LJ, and, you know, Lucky, you promote them. Bob, you work at them. I'm the radio guy, man. I just have fun. You know what I'm saying? I just go and have a good time. That's what I do.
I don't get to go to hardly any of these events anymore because, you know, starting usually in November, December is when the big events, the national events start contacting us about advertising for their events coming up in the following year. But it's the smaller, the regional, the local events that are, you know, contacting me a month or two out from their event that they want to do some advertising. So I've pretty much got to be, here at work throughout the entire rally season. So I've been promoting some of these rallies for so many years now, and I keep talking about, I'm going to get to this one, I'm going to get to that one. And it's
June Bug Boogie.
Oh, yeah. You know, you love that name. It's funny you should say that because that is actually coming up. When's that coming up here? Let me see. That is coming up, of course, in June. That is coming up on June 20th through the 23rd down in Cookeville, Tennessee. That is a great old school biker party. I mean, if you're looking for the old school biker party where you just, you know, bring in what you can bring in. They've got plenty of vendors on site for the with the food and everything. But, you know, it's on a private piece of property. The same people have owned it for years and years and years. The only rules they have there is, don't fuck with anybody's shit or don't fuck with anybody. Everything else pretty much goes, you know. So. Nice.
It's called the June Bug Boogie.
It's down in Cookeville, Tennessee, name. On a private piece of property. It is a great name. That event's been. They actually do two a year. They do the Boogie Chew. I think it's in. I want to say September, but the June Bug Boogie is coming up. Exactly a month from right now. It's coming up the 20th of June to June 23rd. Another real fun one is I know he's a friend of Charlie's too. We actually talked about meeting out there one time. Is the rally coming up next week in Depew, Oklahoma, the Route 66. There's second rally of the year. Another great old school biker party.
Nice.
So
Bob, have you been to the June Bug Boogie yet? Or
I have not. It's always been on my radar. I just have never made it yet. And I literally just an hour ago made plans to go somewhere else that weekend. Or if I realized it was that weekend, I would have jumped on it. But one thing there about the rallies and the planning, these promoters need to get their word out. I mean, literally one was just announced yesterday. It's like, come on, you know, it's April, almost May, and vendors, you know, we plan in January, we plan in late December. So I wish they would just give us a little more, you know, notice. But I get it. It takes planning, it takes money, it takes time. But just help us. Because there's events we want to do but can't because they announced it so late, you know, it's hard to schedule. So, but all good.
Well, it's tough. As a promoter, I know, like I said, I do with smaller events up here with Red Barn Riders, and it's tough because you've got to get the sponsors, and then you've got to get the stuff made, and then you've got to get it out there. I mean, I'm very big on promotion, but it's hard because you got to have everything in a row because you don't want to put something out there and then find out, okay, we've got this also. So you're always playing that. Should I put it out now so everybody knows about it? Or should I wait till I have every single thing to put it out there? You know, we're looking to launch on May 1st for our events. We've got our bike nights coming up in June, and then we've got the big Nathan's ride we do every year, which is a charity for a little boy. And like I said, we're looking to launch on May 1st all the advertising. And it's tough because, like I said, now May 1st is a little late. I would have liked to have done, you know, we would have liked to have done everything sooner, but we've got to get everything in a row. I mean, we've all been out there. I mean, all the members have been out there. We've been selling spots on the back of our shirt. We were doing a charity ride shirt.
Cool.
So as Johnny was saying before with the bike tickets, you know, he had to go out and get them sold and all that. It's tough when you're doing all that. You've got to get the word out there and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I totally get it.
Is a tough thing is like when you schedule a bike night and it's the same night that Blackthorn's going on. And and then the person that you're doing the bike night for is like, you know, bike night's that, not that great. I'm like, well, listen, you know, Blackthorn's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I can't help that.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking from a lot of experience in helping people promote their events for, God, since 2009 now, you know, you don't have to have everything locked into announce your event dates. This is one thing I'm going to give this tip to anybody that's out there putting on an event, especially as Bob said, these rallies and these bigger or even regional to the large events. Get the dates out there as soon as you have them locked in. I know if you're out there leasing a piece of property, or even if it's your own piece of property, you've got the dates. You know what weekend it is. I mean, if nothing else, get it on places like Cyclefish, the social media, and get it out there with lock those, you know, save the date type stuff, more information right. to come.
Exactly.
Because people need to make plans, not only the Bobs in the world of, you know, the vendors that don't want to be bouncing back and forth across the country because they didn't realize something was happening, you know, 150 miles from where they're standing right now. But the, you know, the people going to these events, as we've talked about, we're getting older now. Times are a little tough economically. So we're not going to 4, 5, 6 events a year like we used to. People are looking at these event calendars in our most popular year time of year, believe it or not, is the day after Christmas until the middle of January. As far as people looking at our major event calendar, we got a section just for major events. That's when they're planning what they're going to do this year. They've got to schedule time off work. They've got to, you know, if they've got kids, they've got to have somebody watching their kids. They've got to make their plans early.
Sure.
So get the dates out there as soon as you have the dates. I hear so many people, well, we don't know what bands are playing yet. We're waiting for this contract. I don't care. Tell people. People know what the June Bug Boogie is. They know what Laconia is. They know what the Oklahoma Bike. It's a bike rally, for God's sake. We're going to have music. We're going to have girls. We're going to have booze. We're going to have vendors. I mean, it's a bike rally. We don't need everything locked in. You know what's going to happen.
And you know what?
Get the dates out there. The minute you know those dates, get them out there. Get them on Cyclefish. Get them on social media.
Sure.
You can go back out to Cyclefish at any time and update any event listing that you put out there. Or if we put it out there for you, you know, give us a call. We'll make the changes. We'll announce your bands for you or do whatever. But get those dates out there.
And you know, you mentioned the bands before. And, you know, I know Louis Bag of Donuts is watching. He's part of the Monday night show. But I want to bring him up to this show as well. Because the bands are so important to a bike rally that can actually make a bike rally better or worse. Am I right? I mean, the first thing I do if I'm going to Daytona, who's playing? Now, I think Daytona is more like for the local bands to shine. Am I right about that?
Yep.
And then you got Sturgis where you got the national bands more. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important. Well, Louis Bag of Donuts comes in the picture here. He's our Florida guy, our Florida manager down in the Daytona area. So he gets all these great bands involved with the show. Yep. So you know, now I know what bands I'm going to go see when I'm in Daytona. Right. So he's a big part of Motorcycle Mayhem with that. And I want to get him more involved, more national would be awesome. Because the music part of being a biker is so huge. Am I right?
It is. Well, it depends on the event. I mean, like you say, some of the bigger events, but, you know, they get those bands. And if you're going to go, you're going to find out, you know, especially when you go to Sturgis, you can, you know, there's 4 places up there that all bring in national headliners. And the same in Daytona. You know, Laconia is a little more self, you know, contained in an area. But, you know, when you look at those big ones, people are going to make their plans based on, you know, where they're going to be on what day. Because of those bands. So the venues and the people that are bringing the bands in, you think about that, get the word out. And then you got the, you know, the regional local ones, and that's the great places for the, like you say, the local bands to come out and shine, to debut their, debut their music. If you get in with the biker world and you become popular, I mean, look at the Jasmine Cane.
I was going to say, look at Jasmine. It's amazing.
Yeah, they found their niche in the biker world, and you know when they show up at an event, they get a following. People are coming in because they are there. So it doesn't always have to be a national band. I mean, a lot of times for the local, the regional events, we're there
again, for the camaraderie. We want to hang out with our biker buddies. Put entertainment on the stage. Don't blow your entire budget trying to bring in a $50,000 band if you've only got a rally with 2,500 people at it. Get some good quality local bands. We just need entertainment on stage so we can go down there and get in front of the stage, hang out with our biker buddies, drink some beers, you know, look at the women. And that's what we want.
Absolutely.
I talk to some of the like the events and all that I go to. I'll talk to like the owners and the promoters and all that. And one of the things like they keep mentioning to me, they say, is that it's tough right now because I think it's sort of like a transition. Because you have a band like Molly Hatchet, you're going to draw a lot of the older bikers and the older classical bikers. But now then you got to, you know, the newer bands like in the 90s and 2000s and everything, they're great bands. I love them. But you have a lot younger, you know, like these people, you know, they're, you know, in their early 20s and 30s. So you have different crowds, whereas the older crowds are one way. There are a lot more brotherhood and everything like that. But then you get the younger crowds who are more into drinking, which is good, you know. So you gotta kind of have, you know, the mixture. It's kind of
Every rally's different. Like, you know what, LJ? What is the best biker rally out there? I mean, what does it take? I mean, some of them got the great bands. Some of them got the great riding. I mean, that's a very big part of a bike. Like Laconia, Sturgis. Great one. Daytona, you got the loop. You know what I mean?
But
Daytona's
but still
made.
But still you're in the city, yeah.
Right. Daytona is the beach, the, you know, Main Street, like the palm trees.
Right.
I love that. Same thing with Panama City. Right? And then you got Galveston.
Isn't it all about your experience, which rally you had the most fun at? The best rally for me is the next one.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the simple ones. I think the simple ones sometimes are a lot more fun. I mean, me personally, it's like I like cover bands. Some people don't like cover bands, but I think sometimes it's nice to have three good cover bands rather than one great, you know, big band. Because you know what? You get to mix it up a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Get a little bit of country, get a little bit of rock, get a little bit of old stuff, new stuff. You know, I'm like you. I like to see the old bands. I mean, if, you know, anything after 1980 to me wasn't music, but I'm sorry. That's just a personal opinion. But I'm just an old-time rock and roller. Yeah, listen, like Bob Seger said.
But I think we're all going to agree that Bob's probably been to the most of the events that we're talking about. I mean, I think some of them got to change up. But Daytona, don't get me wrong. I love Daytona, but it's the same shit every year. Same theme, the Halloween thing. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's like they got to do something to update it a little bit, improve it. You know?
So here's one thing, right? So last May, I was in Indiana, small rally. Literally, it wasn't a couple hundred people, called the Bedrock Biker Rally in Bedford, Indiana.
Okay.
It wasn't a lot of people. But I met this band, okay? And bands today that are trying to break out, they've got their own songs, their own music, and they're, you know, we can't get in. We can't get into bike rallies. We don't understand. And I'm like, what's the problem? They said, well, we can't get on the radio. Well, they talk to the radio. Well, you don't have a hit. Well, how can we get a hit? Back in our day, when we were young, you'd go and see Molly Hatchet opening up for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well, then later on, Molly Hatchet became a great band. Well, they don't have that radio presence now, so they can't get their name out there. So what I'm trying to do, yeah, it is online, and it all went by me really fast. I still have a cassette player, right? So I met this band, and I got involved with them. Again, the Arcana Kings, and I'm not to toot that horn, but my God, I'm 62, and I watched them for 3 hours, two different nights, and I'm like, who are you, and why do I already know your music that I've never heard? Because they're playing the rock and roll that we grew up on, but you don't know it. It's their own music. The guy comes out in a kilt with bagpipes, and he's rocking their own songs that you've never heard.
Right.
Soldier On, Wednesday Night in Canistino. They've got these killer songs, so I'm trying to help promote them, bounce them around the country. Got them in Ground Zero Music Fest. They're going to play the Sandusky Bike Week. We've been in contact with Easy Riders, you know, maybe playing their show coming up. So promote your favorite band, get them out there, and, you know, let's book these bands that nobody's heard of and that play a few covers, you know, because we do love covers, but also have their own music they're trying to break into. And it all circles back to support your bike rally, go to a bike rally, spend a few dollars, you know, save them if you have to, but check out different things in different areas or even your local community, because there's some killer events I guarantee within 100 miles of everybody that rides a motorcycle.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Bob knows. He's been to a lot of them. But you know what? But that's the thing. Once you get known at these biker events, look, like, again, using Jasmine Kane, she plays at every major biker event.
Yeah.
And everybody knows her.
I would love to see Jasmine Kane and the Arcana Kings in one night. You know, I'm telling you guys, their live show is great. Jasmine, I love her. I sponsored her last year for a rally, right. You know, to get her at the rally. And I do the same for Arcana Kings coming up at the Rockin' Ranch Saloon in Sandusky, because they're that good. And I want to do all I can to get them out there and get them the exposure they need, because these major rallies, once they get a hold of them, Sturgis, I mean, they did 9 shows in Sturgis last year between the Loud American Roadhouse and the Harley-Davidson stage, and they killed it. And I just walked through the crowd, and everyone's going, man, who is this? They're up and coming. Man, I wish they'd play our event. You know, when I call event, overhearing them, and no, we never heard of them. Don't want them. Nope, don't. No. It's like,
let's get them on the show.
Stop with the negativity, you know?
Stop there you go. The negativity. Now, let me ask you a question, Bob.
Yeah, bud.
You've been to so many rallies. You go to, what, 30-something a year? Have you ever been one on the water, on the ocean?
No.
Well, we got to get you on the high seas rally, my friend.
Maybe.
You got to get on that. Now, I was there last year. I was on the rally. I was asked to go, and I was asked to come back this year. So you got to check out the high seas rally from October 26th to November 2nd, guys. It's going to be great. Leaving Tampa Bay, going to the Bahamas this year. Bimini is going to Nassau, Freeport, Coco Cay. It's going to be an insane rally. So go to that rally. Use promo code Mayhem. And you get $250 towards your ship credit. Bob, we got to get you on that cruise, right? And Lucky, you got to get on that cruise too.
Yeah, I'm still working on that. We'll see what happens. We're still making some plans here. So
a lot of alcohol on that cruise, LJ.
Oh yeah.
Let's get a picture for a second though. The picture you had up with the cruise picture.
Yeah. What, you want to see it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry, this one.
That guy right there with his hand up, he kind of looks like Bob. I don't know, man. I really thought it was Bob for a second.
Wait, hold on. Let's see. Is that Bob? I think that is Bob. That might be Bob.
I thought it was Bob for a second.
Bob was out there. But, yeah, just looking at Jasmine Kane. You know, you were just talking about Jasmine Kane while you were showing that picture. I was just looking at her schedule. She is one busy girl this year. If you haven't been out to the Jasmine Kane website, she is doing something every single weekend that I can see from now through the end of this calendar. And it says show more, so I'll click that later. But yeah, she's going to be at Gettysburg Bike Fest, as you said, down at Thunder Beach. She's going to be at the Kentucky Bike Rally. That's another great rally. Bobby, have you ever been out to the Kentucky Bike Rally, Sturgis Kentucky Bike Rally?
I have a quick story. So in 2005, I went down with a group of guys from my hometown, and I worked security one night. I slept like, I don't know, 4 hours a night. And so they went around and said, look, you've got to tell the women to put their shirt on. I said, I quit.
That's it.
I'm like, I'm not going to tell some chick to put her shirt on. If she wants to show them, I'm hanging out.
Just can't do it. Just the words will just not come out of my mouth for some reason.
Right.
But no, they got some stuff. I think it's loosened up a little bit. But they're coming up here in July in Sturgis, Kentucky. Pretty decent sized rally. They've got some great bands coming up down there. They've got Geneva's going to be playing. Oh no, I'm sorry. Jasmine Kane's going to be playing down there. Geneva's playing another rally I was just working with.
But you know what?
Yeah, she's really good too.
Oh yeah, Geneva's amazing. She wrote our theme song. That's Geneva.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. So speaking about WEC t-shirt contests and stuff, I seen a girl in Daytona. I'm surprised at this too. At the Boot Hill, she pulled the top off, and the cops came up on stage and arrested her. Right? Yeah, I'm kind of surprised to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Who let the cops in the first place?
Yeah.
Was it?
What are they doing?
I've actually seen that happen in Sturgis, believe it or not, in downtown Sturgis. I mean, you know, if you're out at the Buffalo Chip or, you know, one of the other campgrounds or something like that, you're okay. But, you know, if you're in downtown Sturgis, the police will come in and arrest you for that. And that's, You know, that's considered a sexual crime, and you know, you can wind up in a lot of trouble. And then you can't go near a school and all kinds of stuff. So
I thought anywhere a man could go without a shirt on, a woman could go without a shirt on. I really like that law.
LJ's thinking outside the bun.
I'm always thinking, man.
I like it.
Well, this is a lot of fun, guys. You know, I'm glad we're doing this. And Bob, you know, he was with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio a couple of years ago, and we did a segment called On the Road with Bob Johnson, which was awesome. So, Bob, hopefully, are you coming back to us, Bob?
Welcome me back.
You're back.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have Bob back. And this is going to be a – what's that?
I said I appreciate it. Sounds good. Oh, sorry. Let's do it.
Okay, well, yeah. Everybody, take their turns. But no, I'm really excited to have Bob back. Bob, you know, like I said, he does a great interviewer. You know, he goes out there, he does his interviews, he sends them to me. I edit them up, I put them on the air. But you know what? We'll use that for Monday. And we're going to have this on Wednesday show now. See, I do a show before this show on the FM station out here. Down here, I should say. And, you know, I'm very happy to come to my studio and do this with you guys. You know, this is an awesome thing that we're doing here. And we're getting the show back out there national again, where it should be, because the show is known all over the country. No doubt about it. Am I right about that, Bob?
Yep. So just later on, you know, message me some details, so, and we'll talk. But yeah, dude, I'm happy to do it. I love promoting the show. I love letting, you know, the people see what's going on throughout. And typically, you know, I'll stop in and interview some people, but I tell where I'm at, you know, and maybe somebody's never heard of that event. So it just gets the word out about that event, and they can plan for next year, or maybe get on their motorcycle and head down to wherever I'm at, you know, and check it out.
But that was always what I wanted the show to be about. Like, you know what? Everybody knows about Daytona and Sturgis and whatever, but it's these other events like the Texas Iron. You know what I mean? The boogie one, you know, boogie for the
June bug boogie.
You know, they may never heard of it, and they might not be living far from there, and it might be the best rally they've ever been to, because something like Texas Iron, it was a real true biker rally where they did the biker games. You know, we did all kinds of, we slept in tents, it rained, it was awesome. You know what I mean? Full of mud. Not no five-star hotels, you know what I mean? The really nitty-gritty biker events. And that was awesome that a lot of people may not know about Texas Iron. But through us and Cyclefish, they now do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yeah, definitely go out to Cyclefish. I'm scrolling through here while I'm talking to you, and you're talking about all this stuff. And I'm looking at, you know, a lot of rallies just coming up. You know, the weather's warming across the country now. People always feel safe starting their rallies right around the end of April, beginning of May, unless you're down in Florida. Then, of course, you can start in March. But, you know, the Outer Banks Bike Week that Bob just talked about, where he's standing, is going on right now. Next, we are starting tomorrow, actually. There's an event called the Mayhem Motorcycle Rally. I know Johnny just talked to them people about getting together with that name. That's going on in Bullhead City, Arizona. And what they did, basically, if anybody remembers the old Laughlin River Run, which was a great rally for years. I mean, one of those rallies that gets 100,000, 200,000 people showing up in Laughlin. It went kind of sideways 5-6 years back with the promoters selling the business. The new promoters didn't want to do anything. The city tried to take it over, and they tried to run it like a city run event, which wasn't cool. So it went away. And there's a guy down there. His name's Larry. He's starting a new event just across the river from Laughlin, Nevada. Is Bullhead City, Arizona. So it's his fourth year now. The rally's growing every year. A lot of fun. You can still mosey over to Laughlin if you want to do some gambling. But check that one out. You know, we've got Leesburg Bike Fest, of course, coming up here next week also. Oh, yeah. Bike Stock Oklahoma is coming up next week down, out in Oklahoma. So there's all kinds of Steel Horse Rally down in Arkansas coming up. So there's all kinds of rallies going on. Get out there, support these rallies. If we don't want them to go away, we just can't come out here and talk on shows like this or go on social media and just say we're all upset because rallies are going away. If you're not going out to rallies, yes, they are going to go away. So I can guarantee that. If nobody shows up, they're going away. So get out to these rallies, support these rallies. I mean, you know.
Go have some fun, man.
Exactly.
And support those vendors and support those vendors. That's the most important thing. Bob knows that for a fact.
Yeah,
and
what's happening livelihood.
Now, what's happening now with a lot of these vendors is people are going, they're shopping these vendor booths. Not so much Bob sells sunglasses. That's something that's going to be a spontaneous buy. I need a pair of sunglasses. I'm going to buy them right now. But a lot of these people now are using the vendors to learn about these products. It's like, I didn't even know they had that. Oh, check this out. This is really cool. And what do? They jump right on their phone and they find it on Amazon or they find it on, you know, some website and they order it and it's waiting for them when they get home. That's not helping these guys. That's not helping the rallies. It's not helping the vendors who are, you know, on the road. You know, for 8 months a year, like Bob is, they're going to go away. You know, support those local vendors.
$5 and buy from the
vendor. What are you going to say $5 or $6 or maybe even $20 on a couple $100 part? You know, buy it while you're there. I mean, and a lot of these vendors, I can't carry it home. A lot of the vendors will ship it to you if it's a bigger part. If you're buying an exhaust for your motorcycle, they'll be glad to ship it to you. So so support those local vendors, support those local bands. You know, buy the food and the drinks at the rally. I know we all like to bring our stuff in, but you know, a lot of the times these rallies when they're doing their you know, their cash bars, a lot of times those are going to charities. You know, check that out too and support any charity events that are going on at these rallies or
that's
even
all we do
even,
is charity events, yeah.
Yep. So, yep.
Nice. And the bikers are huge with that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Gigantic. And you know, fantastic at raising money. And it doesn't matter what it's for. I see so many charity events going on our site that are just getting so much attention. It could be for a local dog shelter, it could be for one of the big causes like the Susan Komen Breast Cancer Organization, or just a you know, a local family in need whose house burnt down and they need some help getting back on their feet. So, you know, whatever it is, go out and support them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%.
Cover some of them events, you know, cover the events, let people know. I mean, a lot of these events nowadays will have GoFundMe. So if we cover the events, we could have them on here and then other people across the country can see them. You know, me personally, I always like doing covering bands. I know Bob was talking about that one band earlier. Be great to maybe have a, you know, instead of having commercials here, maybe we get some commercials, but you know, have a clip of that band so people can see, hey, listen, this band is phenomenal. They're having a hard time getting their name out there.
Yep.
It's like a Mayhem could probably help them.
Yep. Absolutely. So, Bob, send me, if you got any clips there, any of the original stuff, send it over to me. We'll play it.
I will. All right. Arcana Kings, ArcanaKings. They're out of Saskatchewan, British Columbia, and other points across Canada. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anything so good, so live of a band I've never heard that from the first note to the last note, you just want to be part of it. And it's, again, if they can do 9 shows in Sturgis and they're all the rage, why are they not out at the Daytonas or why are they not out at the Laconias or the, you know, any of them? They're that worthy and they're that good. And it's just, it's unheard of how good they are.
Down.
So many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
Arcana Kings. A-R-C-A-N-A-K-I-N-G-S.
Arcana Kings. I'm not going to remember that.
Go back and rewatch the video later.
There you go.
Go back and forth.
Arcana Kings.
There you go.
At least it's not as hard to say as the hotel you stay at down in Daytona, Johnny.
No, oh my God, the Aqua Tiki.
That's hilarious.
Aqua Tiki.
That's hilarious.
John, I remember for years you couldn't say that name. As I'm staying at the
Aqua Tiki. Is the Aqua Tiki?
Yeah.
All right. Which I'm going to try to get a party going on this year. I'm not going to be able to be there for Biketoberfest this year.
Oh.
Because I'm going to be on the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I will be there for Bike Week, though, next year. And I want to get a big party going and hopefully get Cyclefish there and Bob and get LJ to fly down to Daytona. And we'll have Louis Bag of Donuts. We'll have Rock of Vodka. Hey, have you guys tried Rock of Vodka yet?
I heard about it. I've been here for a while. I want to try it.
Vodka, vodka, man. You guys got to try this stuff. It's so good, man. You know,
Where's the big vodka drinker? I'll get her a bottle.
It is the vodka that rocks. So go to rockavodka.com, guys. rockavaka.com. You'll see a map. You click on the map, you'll see little bottles of vodka, and that's where you can buy it all over the country. So
okay, cool.
Definitely check
That's
out.
That's what I was just going to ask you, if I can get it out here. Okay, I'll check
I
it
think
out.
You I'll can. I believe you. They are selling it in California.
We should all get a bottle, and then every week at the end of the show, we do a toast, and that's how we sign off. I think
sounds
that's
like a plan.
Well, I got mine. I mean,
Gianni's one step ahead of us.
I'm sure you do.
That's a cool looking bottle. You see that? That's a cool looking bottle.
I got two, actually.
Whoa.
Who's that on the bottle? Right. Who's that on the bottle?
That is Dee Snider.
Oh, okay.
On one, and this is an autographed bottle from Dee Snider on this one here.
Okay.
And they're collector's items. Not only are they cool-looking bottles, and the vodka is amazing, but they're collector's items as well. That's got Dee Snider on it. All right. This one's got... Joseph Ganiscalo, Scalo, whatever.
Easy for you to say.
I know.
Yeah.
Right? From with the Sopranos. He's from the Sopranos. Right? And what do they got in the box? They got Lennox Lewis is on one.
Really?
And they got another one coming out. I can't tell you who it is yet, but.
Top Secret?
Is it Johnny Top Rizzo? Secret right now.
Is it Johnny Rizzo?
Imagine.
Johnny Rizzo. That'd be awesome.
Imagine that. Wow. That would be cool. But no, it's not Johnny Rizzo. I tell you. You might find me on a toilet paper wrapper, maybe.
A milk carton.
I was thinking maybe a can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti, but, you know.
That would be good.
There you go.
I'll take what I can get.
Hey, food's food, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Food. You love your food. I love my food, too. I love eating.
Nothing like a good burger. I'm a hamburger. I love a good burger. Chicken wings, man. That's all.
Oh, good burger.
I'll travel. Like I said, I mean, I've gone a couple hundred miles just to check out a burger many times.
That's part of the biker lifestyle, though. To jump, to look for a burger and
jump on the bike, go, ride 2.5 hours to get a burger ride, 2.5 hours time you get home, it's dinner time. So
exactly.
Been there, done that many times. So
yeah, Bob, you eat on the road like every day though, right? I mean, you're always on the road eating.
You saw the fridge and microwave. I cook a lot of my own meals and
yeah.
But every now and then, a couple of good dinners. You know, you're on the road. You got to get a good meal every now and then.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm sure you know all the spots too. I'm sure you know all those little mom and pop shops that make some of the best food in the world as you're traveling to these places and going back to them on a regular basis.
I love exploring them and finding them, and then looking forward to going back the next year.
You got to start yourself a food channel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway,
my favorite part though, Bob, if I was living your life, man, I'd be like every. You know, searching out new places. I mean, it's always that line. Like, do I go here because I know it was awesome, or do I check out this place over here that's new, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you try to look for a lot of cars in the parking lot. If there's three cars,
Hey, yeah. If nobody's outside throwing up, it's good. All right?
Yeah, there you are.
Well, down here, up here we get some good White Castle, though. That's one thing we can get. Say that much.
There's a place down in South Carolina. I forget the name of it right now. What was the name? Oh, we went there. It was just like, it was very, not just like, but very similar to White Castle.
Crystals.
Yes.
Yeah. Crystals. I tell you,
and that place was nasty. Yeah.
You didn't like it? I liked it. I thought it was close enough. It was similar to White Castle, but it was different enough to be its own.
It was a healthy version of White Castle, a healthier. You know,
I
wasn't.
I don't know if it was healthier, but.
As disgusting.
It's like,
what do you mean,
place in Rochester? In Rochester, there's a place called Country Sweet Chicken and Ribs. And it's one of the places you go to, and it's phenomenal every time. And the other one you go to, not so good. You know, it's the same place, same thing, but different cooks.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. I mean, I White Castle Burger, Crystal's makes the same size burger. To me, a White Castle Burger shouldn't have lettuce and tomato on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, White Castle's always my favorite. White Castle, I love White Castle.
Oh,
and All American.
Now, I just went to All American the other day.
Oh, God, so, I love that place.
The All American guys, these guys don't know what All American is. It's a one of a kind hamburger joint on Long Island. That's famous, actually, in Long Island. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, a police officer was shot and he got killed in the city. And he lived in Long Island. So they had a big funeral for him. And Donald Trump showed up to the wake. And then afterwards, he took everybody to All American Burger. And fed everybody.
They talked about it on, was it King of Queens, I think it is? King of Queens?
I
think
it's King of Queens. Seinfeld's always there.
When Jimmy Buffett played Jones Beach Theater, when he did Cheeseburger in Paradise, he had All American in the background. I mean, this place is really, it's like an old, like McDonald's, but the food is just, it makes no sense to me why every place in the world isn't like that, because you take a bite of the burger and the cheese, you can taste the cheese, the meat tastes great, everything tastes great, and it's like,
but you know what?
Burger like that.
It's a weird place too. It's like, you get burger, fries, onion rings, basket of shrimp. Really? A basket of shrimp and tuna.
It's like, what?
There you go.
Damn, I'm so fat.
Well, sounds like I need to get out there and check out one of these burgers, because I love a good burger too. And like LJ said, I don't understand why everybody just can't make a good burger too. It doesn't seem like it's really that hard. I mean, I can go out and make one on my grill in 15 minutes. It's just, you know, do it right, people. It's not that hard.
I know.
So, a buddy of mine gave me great advice years ago, my buddy Bill Berg, and he had said to me, he goes, whenever you're in a new place and you're looking for a good burger, first place you go to is find a popular Irish bar. He said, for some reason, Irish bars always have great cheeseburgers and hamburgers. And so far, he's been right. I've gone to a bunch of them, and when I'm in a new place, a new area. So, Irish bars.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm hitting an Irish bar after this tonight.
Put my theory to the test, or his theory to the test.
Tell you, the best burgers I ever had were in Michigan. I don't know why. Two places we stopped at burgers, like, oh my God, I can't stop eating this burger. So good. But Bob's shaking his head over there saying, you fat bastard.
He's getting hungry. Bob's getting hungry over there.
I'm getting hungry. I held off my dinner for this show, you know. We're right in the middle of dinner time here in California.
So. Yeah, well, it's 6:40 by you. It's 9:40 here.
I know. So you already ate.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten since lunchtime, and that's a long time ago for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Stop talking about the food here.
So I want to, you know what, I think we should wrap it up. I mean, it was a great show tonight. I want to thank everybody for watching tonight. And we'll be back next Wednesday with another live show and with me, LJ, and of course Lucky from Cyclefish, and Bob. If you know, hopefully Bob's here with us. And
I might have a guest. I might have a really good guest for us.
All right, we'll get a guest on. Yeah, we can get a bunch of people on. This is a different system I use from the Monday Night Show, and it works out pretty good actually. So
yeah, it does. It works. I like the format.
It's a round table format.
I really like.
I have total control over the show here. On Monday nights, I have no control.
Controls yourself? Are you running all the controls yourself there, Johnny?
All by myself.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I'll tell you, because God, I remember back in the day when we first started working together. You used to have Michael helping you out there on the show, and I remember if you touched the buttons, screens went black.
Well, that's the way it is on Monday night. You see, on Monday night, my son, he sits not next to me, but on the other side of the room, and he's got the laptop, and he's running the whole show. So, and I got a mirror of the laptop on a screen in front of me with a mouse where I can touch things. And every time I start moving the mouse, he starts moving his mouse and we're fighting over it. And then I usually fuck something up. But I remember those days.
Yep.
On this show, I'm using my iPad and my cameras are iPads and I have all the controls right in front of me. So I can go to you. I can go to LJ. I go to Bob. No problem at all. And back to me, I can split the screen. I can put up the logo. I can do whatever I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
How many people can you have on a show at one time?
I believe nine.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a lot. That's it. That's probably more than you need.
So we could do it.
We could each get a little bitty square up there and just have a whole group of us up there just like moving around.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You've got a long way. Right, good job.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
We can do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to work out good. I think this was an awesome show tonight.
I enjoy it. I enjoy just sitting here shooting the shit, talking about motorcycles, talking about motorcycle events, talking about food. You know, same thing we'd talk about if we were all actually sitting together with Bob out there at the Outer Banks Bike Fest going on right now. We'd just be sitting around the camp just shooting the shit, talking about the same stuff.
Absolutely. And if anybody out there has an event they'd like to talk about, you know, just chime in, you know. Or even a story. I mean, here's my thing. If you own a motorcycle, you have a story. Am I right?
Yep.
No matter what it is.
You can have it in the garage, but it won't be a great story. But if you get a motorcycle and you're riding it.
Yeah. Brian was saying to me, I see in the chat here, well, Johnny Rizzo, when are you going to ever make it to Blackthorn? Wasn't I just up there like a month and a half ago with you?
Hey, listen, it's what you've done for him lately, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
He misses you already, I guess.
I just saw a message pop up across the screen there with Shane from Wetzelland. Anybody, Bob, you ever been up to Wetzelland or LJ?
I have not. I've been a vendor there many times. They do a great job. It's a great event. They do a lot of their stuff is for charity. The reason I think all the praise goes to charity, so they do a great event. They have great bands, and it's a good time. In fact, I just got my application, I think, in the mail last week. So they sent it to my old address, but then they got it right back, and he reached out to me, said, hey, you know, it came back. So, yeah, we're all good. We're looking forward to Wetzel, and, you know, they see what they got going this year.
Yeah, we're a big supporter of them. They're advertising now on the Cyclefish site. Of course, their events listed out on the Cyclefish calendar. So if you can't remember the name, just go out, look at the Ohio events, and you'll find it on the Cyclefish calendar. You'll see a banner ad running out there. So you can't miss it, but check it out. They seem like great people up there. Haven't been up there myself yet, but one day I'll get up there. Like I say, a couple more years of doing this stuff, and I'm gonna wind down a little bit. I'm gonna do like you, Bob. I'm going to get myself a trailer or a camper, and I'm just going to just travel to the events, promote Cyclefish, have a good time, and let somebody else sit here in the office during the rally season.
So, Ron, lucky it is. If you look on the screen, there's Dawn D'Amelio there. She's the one that runs Rocking the Roof for a Cure.
She does
a great job. She's the president. And that's
good,
the
good
one
for you, Dawn. Good organization there. Yep.
That raffled off the motorcycle thanks to your help of Cyclefish.
Oh, great.
We got it raffled off, man. And it was a beautiful thing.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad a Cyclefish, you know, somebody found it here on Cyclefish and won that motorcycle. So
absolutely. It was a beautiful bike too, man. I gotta tell you, yeah. I wanted that bike, you know, but I couldn't play the raffle because, you know,
what are you riding now, Johnny?
What?
What are you riding? You still riding the Road Glide?
I got a 17 Road Glide, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Love that bike. That bike is, you know, I had the 2007 Fat Boy.
Right.
And what happened was I went to Texas Iron and I bought a t-shirt from, there was a Harley dealer, just had a tent set up in the middle of the woods, all right, in the mountain, in the hills, I should say. And I bought the t-shirt home. I took it out of my bag and I still had the emergency security tag on it. So I'm like, damn. So I went to Harley Davidson of Nassau County to see if they could take that tag off of me. And I walked out with a Road Glide.
They love you. They love you.
Because that's so they wouldn't turn you in for theft?
There you go. Buy a $25,000 t-shirt, get a free bike.
There you go. There you go. Oh, my God. But, you know, that's my story, my Road Glide there. And the funny part about that is, and I forget, my Fat Boy always seemed like it was new to me until the day I had to bring it in to trade it in. And I'm backing it out of my driveway, and the kickstand fell off. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
It didn't want to leave.
It didn't want to go, but, you know.
It didn't want to stop. That's why the kickstand fell off. You really don't need a kickstand if you ride it right.
Exactly. Oh, my God. This is so much fun tonight, guys. I got to tell you. We'll be doing this every Wednesday from 8 to 9, well, even though it's 9:47 now. But we had some problems in the beginning. Yeah. Always got problems in the beginning. No?
Yeah. And we always wind up
coming to New York State, a beta awareness event at Blackthorn on May 19th. And maybe I will. You know what I mean?
I will be at the event itself, the bait thing. I don't know if I'll meet him at Blackthorn. I might or I might meet him. I know they're also meeting over at Track 32, which I think we're going to meet at. A couple of guys from the Red Barn Riders because we want to go in for that. It's the awareness run that they do with the Capitol. To help, you know, promote motorcycle rights, a bait organizes that. I actually went to that a couple times. I was going back in the late 90s. I was going. I think they just restarted it, and I went for like 3, 4, 5 years. And then, you know, it's hard when you're working because it's on a Monday. So because that's when the people for the Capitol, your politicians are there.
Right.
So you got to show up. And it's one of those events where it's so important for everybody to just show up to that. Just even if you can't go to the parties the day before and stuff like that, go to the Capitol, even just for that hour or two, let them see you. Because when they look out the windows, if they only see a few bikers, they're going to be like, right. Yeah, these guys don't care about their rights and their freedoms.
Right.
When they see a lot of us, they're going to go, all right, maybe I should pay attention. So
that's what Chris Beckins does. That's what the show. You know, he's always out there fighting for our rights and doing everything important for the bikers that, you know, a lot of bikers should support him and the abate of all over the country. You know what I mean?
Chris is a great guy. I just saw that we do have that Freedom Rally listed for Monday, May 20th. It's on the Cyclefish calendar. Looks like Abate of New York put it out there themselves. So apparently they're doing a great job of keeping us surprised of their events out there. And just my quick little thing I'll throw out there every time, everyone needs to support these local abate groups, all the other motorcycle rights organizations. Somebody may not have a local abate in their area. There's other motorcycle rights organizations out there. Support them, guys. They are out there. They are fighting every day for not only our rights and our freedom, but our safety also. Very important. They most of them are volunteers on a bait, but we do have to pay people to go up the, you know, I forgot what you call them, the guys that go up there to the legislative branches. Yeah, the representatives have to go up there. Some of these people do have to be paid to go up there. There's things that a bait does with the, you know, the signs, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers for motorcycle awareness. There's some expenses involved in the bait. You got to support them. We can't just all sit back and everybody sits back. Everyone I talk to, or so many people I talk to, sit back and they say, what a great job Abate does. They got this law repealed here in California or Georgia or wherever, or they you know, helped get this new law put in place to watch our safety or protect our freedom. But then we ask them to come out for either one of the big bait events. You know, some states have some gigantic bait fundraisers. Other ones just have local, you know, burger cook-offs down at the local bar on Saturday afternoons. Get out there, drop $7 on a burger and, you know, support those local bait chapters and join your local bait chapter. Yeah. You know, it takes, you know, the fees are very minimal. They're anywhere from $20 to $40 per year. We're not asking everybody to come out and donate their time. We know people are busy. But just pay your dues. Get your patch. Wear your patch. Wear your T-shirt. And wear it proudly. You know, but you support them.
We had Irish Pat out there who's part of the Long Island Bait. And he wanted to win the bike because it was a Harley and he runs a Kawasaki. And I was telling him that he has to park his bike in the back of the bar. You know how that goes. Whoa. But
I'm a 19-year member of a Bait of Indiana, former county rep. Former assistant county rep, we did a lot, and I did a lot in my 5 years, and had some great people that I worked with, and that supported us. And it's a great organization. Get involved, yep. Help them, do what you can. Attend a rally, attend an event. It all goes to a good cause to help us out there on the road.
Good for you, Bob. Good
I was
for
very
you.
Active with a bait for many, many years. And one of the things that always got me is that, you know, if you weren't with a bait, you didn't realize a lot of the little battles that they do. I mean, right. You'll get like a restaurant and put them a sign that says no motorcycles allowed. And I mean, that's illegal. You can't do that. And a bait would go and fight. But the ironic part is we'd go, but we'd get the sign down, and then no one would ever go and support that restaurant anyway. You know, but we promoted everywhere, and a lot of restaurants would, you know, they'd be like, "Oh, you know, I didn't know it was offensive." It's like you're telling everybody no motorcycles allowed on your property. Yeah. You know, that's right. Just, you know.
It's yeah, like, you might as well put up a sign about race or gender or anything else saying you're not allowed in either. I mean, it's just we're people. You know, we are. We're people, and a big group of people.
We're humans, damn it.
I see that.
Yeah, we are.
I know when I was up by Rochester, there was a park, a local town park, and a friend of mine went there to see his girlfriend and his kids, and her kids, rather. And he gets there, and the police car pulls in and tells him, he says, "Well, you can't be here." And he says, "What do you mean I can't be here?" And, well, the sign said, you know, no this, that, no motorcycles. And when we went down to talk to the local police and all that, they said, "Well, no, that's just for like you know, illegal motorcycles, like motorbikes and like
right
on little, you know,
yeah, riding,
yeah,
riding down the sidewalks off road, like yeah."
But it's like, but I said we had to explain. It's like, no. If the sign is there and it says no motorcycles, it means no motorcycles. And they said, "Well, we would never." And the cops trying to tell us, you know, "Well, we would never tell them legal motorcycle they couldn't be there." And I'm like, "But you did." But you can't tell me you never would because you did. So, yep. And you know, yeah. Got the sign taken down. So there's a lot of little things like that a bait does that go under the radar and people, the average person doesn't know about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Very important stuff that the Long Island Bait does do for everybody. And it's very important that they, you know, we support them with everything that we have. Am I right?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Joe.
All right. Is it time for the Rock and Vodka shot or what?
It's time for the Rock and Vodka shot. Go to rockandvodka.com. Check out this amazing vodka made from grapes, Spanish grapes, and fresh mountain water. If you go to rockandvodka.com, you can click on the little map. You'll see all the little bottles where you can buy them all over the country. So check out Rock and Vodka, guys. You'll love it. So
will do.
All right, guys. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on, man. Lucky from Cyclefish.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
And we'll be doing this every Wednesday. Again, if you have a rally out there that you want to talk about or even a good story that happened to you at a rally. I mean, how many times do you hear stories about, you know, "I took a ride to Maryland to get crab cakes." You know what I mean? Yeah. Those stories are great.
Yeah.
Something I would do, but not for crab cakes, though. But
yeah.
So we have Lucky from Cyclefish here. We have LJ, and we have
LJ.
LJ from, where are you from, LJ? What do we say you're from?
Well, I'm a freelance writer. I've been on radio many times. I was the host of the Biker Lowdown for many years, and you know, like I said, I'm a freelance writer mostly, and I try to make the biker lifestyle relatable to people. One of my favorite comments I've ever got from a story was someone saying to me, I actually felt like I was there. You know, the way you described it. I'm not a technical guy. I know I've written for a few magazines, and like the people there have said, well, you know, you didn't talk about the bike and the carburetor and this and that. I'm like, I don't know anything about that. I'm not a mechanic. I don't pretend to be. But I'm the guy
I can't even change my own oil.
Yeah, I'm the guy who describes the scenery. I'm going to describe what happened on the event, little details, and people say it. I've had people say, I was there, I remember that when that happened. It's the way you described it. And then other people saying, like I said, telling me they felt like they were there. And that's what I try to do. And just, you know.
Well, that's what I want this show to be about. Like the four of us sitting around the table, like we were saying before, like a round table. And every now and then someone sticks their head in just to say something, change the subject, or they have something they want to say. That's, you know, that's what this show I want it to be about. Like someone sitting at the next table, listen to us. You know what I mean? So that's my idea. You guys like that idea? Or?
I like it. I love it. We'll bring a few people in. You know, you have some guests, stuff like that, and you know,
right?
So. Yeah, so we'll get some of the events that I work with. We'll get some of those promoters out here, come out and tell you about their events, share some experiences. They got some great stories. A lot of those people have been doing it for many, many years. So,
and like I said, this is the time of year. I know a lot of us can be going to events, and let's take some pictures. You know,
we can post absolutely. We can do anything with this thing here. We can put up photos. We can play videos. We can do anything we want.
I know. During the summertime, I'm going to have the bike night. So what I like to do is I'll, you know, have the people at the bike night. You know, I'll either film it or go live or whatever I can do. I believe I can go live on my phone. So I won't make it for those shows, but I'll call in for a few minutes and have everybody cheer us on over at the bike night.
Yeah, that's only three nights, right?
Okay. What's that?
That's only three nights.
Only three nights, June, July, and August.
Yeah.
So well, it's going to be big, though. We have a Battle of the Bands in August, and that's huge. Every year we try to do themes. So the first one's going to be the Bikini Bike Wash, which we're looking forward to that. The second one is going to be over at Blackthorn at the Tiki Bar back there, and we're going to have – it's called the Motorcycle Rodeo. We're going to have a couple of games, bike games. And then the final one we did last year is the Battle of the Bands, and – listen, that was just a great, great night. I mean, it was perfect. It really was. Yeah. We had like five bands. I think they sure do four because five was a little much.
Awesome. We'll get Louis Bag of Donuts involved over here, too. We'll throw him on here a little bit. Do a lot of talking about some Florida bands and stuff like that. So there's a national show right here. Wherever you are, I don't care where you are. You got something you want to say? You can just chime in, man. That's all. All right, Joe.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you very much there, right. Lucky, from cyclefish.com. Again, LJ, where are we saying you're from?
Just LJ, freelance writer.
LJ, freelance
writer on the biker lifestyle.
Oh, wait, freelance photographer? You feel so good?
Freelance writer on the biker lifestyle.
There you go. I like it.
And Bob Johnson.
I'm on the road.
On the road with Bob Johnson. So what's the name of your sunglasses again?
Optic Armor.
Great.
Look for the big yellow trailer, not the big banana.
if you see that big yellow trailer, you know you had a great bike event if Bob's there. So, again, I want to thank you guys, man. It was a great night. We had a lot of fun tonight. We're going to keep doing this. I want to thank everybody out there for watching and chiming in. Keep on watching Motorcycle Mayhem. And we'll have a lot of great information for you guys coming up. All right?
All right. Not at all.
So let's say goodnight. And we'll see you next time on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We out of here, guys. Good night, everybody. Good night.
This has been the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast with Johnny Rizzo. Thanks for listening. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter. If you'd like to make contact, send an email to MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow@gmail.com. In the meantime, safe riding and keep the rubber on the road.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.